Now listen to part of a lecture on this topic in a psychology course.
Last month, my favorite uncle paid me a surprise visit. I hadn't seen him in many years. The doorbell rang, I opened the door, and there was Uncle Pete. Now, I'm sure when I saw him, I said something like, "Uncle Pete, what a surprise! How nice to see you!" Anyway, my wife was standing next to me, and according to her, I wasn't really aware of this, my eyes got really wide and I broke into a huge big smile. She said I was actually jumping up and down like a little boy. Well, anyway, later that evening Uncle Pete told me how very, very good he felt when he saw how happy I was to see him. But compare that with this. My daughter, she's 6. We were building a birdhouse together last week, and I was showing her how to use a hammer and nail. And of course, stupid me, I wasn't being very careful, and I smashed my thumb with the hammer. Boy, did it hurt. I almost felt like screaming, but I didn't want to upset my daughter, so I said, "Don't worry, honey, it's nothing." Meanwhile, I was shaking my hand as if that would stop my thumb from hurting, and my face was contorted in pain. My voice was trembling, too. So even though I told my daughter I was okay, I'm sure she didn't believe me, because she kept asking me if I was okay.
Explain how the examples from the professor's lecture illustrate the relationship between verbal and nonverbal communication.